What's going on? Craig from Escape the Fate here, and you're watching CMS TV.
Yes, sir, I hear you.
Because all of a sudden I got a message saying your mic is unplugged.
Ah, you're here, sort of.
Oh, there you are.
What is up, sir? How are we doing?
Welcome to, what is it? Today's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Right? There's a lot of shit to talk about tonight, actually.
I was going to say, it's the first time in my life I've talked to a war hero.
Why do you say that?
Well, I watched you having battle on Facebook all day yesterday. I figured you're a war hero now.
I feel like one. I think he Chisuka lopped off my leg. That's why. Yeah, yesterday was something. I mean, the guy was more than welcome to come on the show if he wants to ever talk about it or whatever. But yesterday was, yes, definitely a battle.
Was a battle.
And, you know, I feel bad because it was, I mean, eventually those kind of things just get boring to me. And I just don't give a shit because, you know, I've already said the same things over and over and over and over again.
Right.
And it becomes just boring to even talk about it. If you didn't see it, I guess we could talk about that real quick. I mean, so I've been, you know, I scroll through Facebook quite a bit. I mean, it's kind of where I get the feel of news and the feel of what, you know, a lot of people, at least that I know, are thinking about. And, you know, I was scrolling through and I saw some people post some Trump stuff, whatever. And on all of them, Mike Jasulka decided to chime in and just start ripping people to shreds. He told one lady, a nice lady, get your head out of your foxhole. Meaning Fox News, and you know, he's real clever with the words there. Foxhole, I'm assuming he meant, you know, you're an asshole, but foxhole, and you know, blah, 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 just bashes the hell out of her.
Right.
Then another guy bashes the hell out of her because he posted something about Trump, and then he starts giving law advice. Not really what I would do. but then, you know, like I kept seeing it. He bashed one kid that I know that I'm friends with, a younger guy, for talking shit about the eclipse. And it's like, dude, who the hell do you think you are? Just to, you're trolling people's Facebook pages just so you can make shit comments to people. And then you go out everywhere and say, But we have to all unite. We got to bring everybody together. But see, I'm going to rip the shit out of you on every post that you put on Facebook.
You call it trolling. He calls it uniting.
I guess what he's trying to do is yell at you loud enough and make you feel stupid enough by talking down to you that you'll join his side. And I don't get it. I don't like it. I mean, if he wants to text me right now, if he's listening, you want to come on the show, I'll send you the link.
But well, that is the liberal way, isn't it?
Well, that's just it. And so then I decided, fuck that. Screw that. I'm going to go ahead and I swear too much.
Are you trying not to swear?
No, but I mean, maybe I shouldn't swear as much. But it's not very becoming of a young gentleman like myself.
Oh, please.
But so I decided I was going to fire back, and I didn't really post anything bad. But, you know, him and I had talked about abortion on the radio before on this show when he still was on the show. And so I know his stance on it. He's pro-abortion. That's fine. It is what it is. Right. But it made me angry when we would talk about it.
I'm just throwing him up. It's nothing. Go ahead. Keep
all going. All I did was post this. You cry, my body, my choice. I say, your student loan, your debt. Now, that's a timely post only because Biden yesterday was going out saying, I'm going to cancel everybody's debt. Good for you. And I'm buying votes. And here you go. So, but I posted that. That's all I did was post that on his timeline. Now, that's not really a shot at him. That's saying that he talked about abortion before. He was pro-abortion. And I made mention of the student loan debt that Biden is pushing. The cancellation of the debt. That's all I did. At that point, he decided to go off the deep end and think that I ambushed him. And right. How I set him up. And all this kind of stuff. And starts going crazy with like the messages on Facebook to the point where I just hid one of them.
Because I was just tired of reading it. And then I responded to him off the post. But like there were 26 comments. And people were just, they weren't really bashing him at all. But I said, what do you want, Mike? This is what you do to everybody else. You literally go to other people's Facebook posts. You talk shit about them. And then you go away off to somebody else's post. And then you get on this show or wherever you go and say, we all need to come together and be one and unite. It's both parties that suck.
Except if you mention Trump, then I'm going to fucking go off on you and tell you how stupid you are.
Well, I'm just surprised that you still have the juice in you to argue on fucking Facebook.
Well, I see that text there, Scotty. I said, dude, is this the wine talking in you, or is this your next joke at Crackpots in Niles, Ohio?
Like, and I think he got mad about that. I mean, like, he got mad about everything that I was saying.
But, dude, I wasn't trying to be a dick. I know I was. But if you're going to bash a little lady about, you know, her views on Trump because you just are so hung up on him, why don't you just scroll past it and ignore it? You know, if I see somebody post something about Biden, I just go by. And if I don't like them anymore, then I'm going to unfriend them, or I won't follow them, or I won't look at their shit anymore. But he makes a point to, because I guess he has a complex or something, he needs to be known. He needs to put it out there and say that I'm here. Look at me. I don't like Donald Trump. Okay, we get it, you douche. You've said it 1,000 times. You don't need to go on everybody's Facebook page, find something, and comment on it. You just don't.
You have to. You have to make sure everybody's aware that you're not a Trumpy.
I mean, Jesus, dude. I hate to tell you this, Mike, but, you know, Trump fans buy tickets to see comedy shows, too. And if you alienate half the fucking audience, you ass, nobody's going to go see your, quote, comedy.
Come on, Mike's funny.
Look, I don't want to even take personal shots at the guy for his comedy or whatever, dude. But, I mean, it's ridiculous to go on there and freak the fuck out because I made a comment on your timeline. You know how many people have made comments on my timeline, call me stupid, you dumb bastard, you're fat, you're ugly, and all this kind of stuff? And what? Just ignore it. The guy on Instagram, I haven't checked my Instagram in 2 weeks because I just don't care anymore. It doesn't bother me that the guy's an ass. I mean, so what?
Yeah, I'm with you. I never respond to this stuff anymore. I used to, but I don't anymore. I just don't care.
I'm just fed up with him, you know, trying to be this holier than thou guy, telling everybody how he's got the answer to all of life's problems. And, you know, his podcast is going to change the world, or his, you know, views are going to change everything. And we're going to all be singing songs and holding hands at the end of the day because of Mike Jaczelka's, you know, routine.
Well, if he drives you that crazy, why don't you take him off your Facebook?
Look, because again, the problem that I have is I'm in a tough spot here.
Okay.
Because I like Mike as a person. I do. I really like him as a person.
Well, he still has your phone number. He could text you.
The guy came up and saw me in the hospital numerous times.
Sure.
Brought me IC in the hospital. Was a great friend. And still, I still consider him a friend.
Sure.
I just don't like the way he trolls on Facebook like that and can't handle it then if somebody comes back at him.
Yeah. I mean, do you not have any friends that you keep as like friends and not Facebook friends?
I don't really have any friends.
Oh, because I was going to say, I got a slew of people that I'm friends with, but I'm not Facebook friends with, because this exact reason. I see their politics, and it just makes me want to punch them in the fucking mouth.
Yeah, I have a lot of, like, friends that, you know, I mean, acquaintances and people that I used to be friends with or whatever on Facebook and stuff, but I, you know, it's...
You know, I don't want to alienate the guy. Plus, it's slightly entertaining to see where he's going to play or, you know, that kind of thing. Or, you know, maybe sometimes he does have an interesting take on something. I don't know. I haven't seen it. But, yeah, I just got fed up with the answer, but he got so hurt. Yeah, dude, I'm telling you. You may not see him for, like, a year if Trump wins. Jaczelka?
Yeah. I guess he's making a new friend on Facebook.
Chaczelka, Jaczelka?
Maybe a new comedy fan. We don't know.
And again, I mean, it's not that he's a... Look, I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't. I think that... And he's allowed to have his opinion on Trump. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that, other than the fact that why do you make it known to every single person that's on Facebook that you hate Donald Trump? And then if we're going to do that, then you sure as hell better be ready to take it from somebody like me, because I'm going to come back at you harder than anybody will.
Yeah. Well,
that little lady that you told her to take her head out of her foxhole ain't going to say shit to you. But you know who is? Me.
You're the rare breed, though, that fights back. Most Trump people will just shut their fucking mouth because they don't want to be called an ist. Racist, a homophobe, a bigot, whatever.
And see, I try to be a nice guy as much as humanly possible, but if I'm not being nice to you, my goal is to make you cry. Like, I want you to, after you read what I said to you, to sit there and go, holy shit, man, I didn't think about that, and I fucking suck, I'm horrible. I'm going to do my best to make you cry.
Well, you certainly went out of your way to do it yesterday, that's for sure.
Did you read some of those things?
I read the whole thing. Again, notice I didn't comment on any of it, but I did read it.
I wondered if you were seeing it.
Oh, I saw it, but I just, I can't get sucked into that stuff. Truth be told, it takes too much of my time.
Well, and that's what I,
because I'll write novels. I will write novels about why this guy or that guy is a fucking idiot. And it's like, I don't have enough time in my day. I read it. I got a good chuckle. I was like, Seth's taking some good shots. Mike's taking some shots. I was like, okay, this is fun to watch, but I can't get involved in this.
When I started to get bored and like really irritated with the conversation, is he made a comment like, You attacked me on your show just to appease your audience. And it's like, well, no, I don't do anything to appease anybody that's watching or listening. I'm as real as I can be on this show. I tell you what I think, and I always tell Mike what I think. If people would have heard the conversation we had off the air, me and Mike, when this whole thing ended, you think I was trying to appease anybody by doing that?
Well, I will say that comment in your thread yesterday struck me a little, caught me off guard, I guess, because I know for a fact, I don't remember specifically what you said. I know what I said numerous times, which was, I like the new mic. I know that's the exact words that came out of my mouth 5, 8, 10 times. So for him to think that that was an attack, I mean, we were actually acknowledging that he was making good points.
And I spent like 30 minutes doing that.
Yeah.
And it was last like 10 or 15 that I just got pissed off at somebody said, and it ended up in a fight like it always does with him. did on Facebook.
Right, which is why you two are not doing a show together anymore.
Yes.
Well, I hope Mike shows up with his show and does unite people, unites the world. I hope he shows you a thing or two and teaches you where you're
wrong.
Look,
if he does, I will jump on board and I will be, right behind, screaming, "Yay, we're all together!" But with somebody that is that narrow-minded when it comes to one politician, one guy that he literally is so angry about, I guarantee you, he's never met him. He's never done nothing with Donald Trump ever. But has this just searing hatred, like so many people out there, has this hatred for no reason. They can't even name a reason. They can't name one policy that was bad. They can't say anything. I want to say, dude, Mike, did Trump like have sex with your wife or your mother or something? Like, dude, what happened? Like, to make you this angry? We've had a lot of really shitty presidents. One got a blowjob in the fucking Oval Office from an intern and left his stain on her dress. But that's okay. We love Bill Clinton. He's great.
So you can't hold that against him.
John F. Kennedy would send his wife away on vacation so he could bring women into the White House to fuck them.
But are you trying to get me to vote Democrat here? What are you doing?
You're right. But no. Donald Trump is the worst human being ever. Donald Trump, who may have been a shitty guy
and probably had affairs and everything else,
also built half the buildings in New York City and employed a shit ton of people. No.
He's the worst guy ever. We can't like this guy. Every celebrity and every politician that hates Donald Trump right now was sucking his dick to get on his TV show back in the day. Hillary Clinton was sure as hell fine to take his money when Donald Trump was a
Democrat.
That was fine. Everything was, they all loved him back then. Whoopi Goldberg, the queen of the douchebag idiots on The View, sat there and wanted Donald Trump to be on her in one of her movies. Begged him to do a cameo in one of her movies.
He did it.
And now she can't stand this guy. Yeah. Not because he did anything wrong, but because he became a Republican and ran for president. She loved him.
Well, she's
like
a
they
grifter.
All did.
They're all grifters, though. It's all about money. It's all about money.
I thought I was getting a message from Mike. No.
Just Tony Massage.
Well, since you're in a foul mood anyway, would you like to see something to put you even in an even more foul mood?
In a foul mood? I don't know. I think I was in a foul mood. I think I'm in a foul mood.
A foulish mood.
You know what irritates me too? Like, I'm driving home. I love my wife. She knows that I have a routine coming home, and I lay down for like a half hour before doing the show.
Mm-hmm. I can kind of look at my phone, look at the topics, see what we're going to do.
And half the time, we don't do anything.
But all of a sudden, I get a message.
Hey, you need to pick up dog food and cat food. Well, I'm already at home, and I'm ready to lay down for a minute. And I have to go back to the fucking store 20 minutes to get cat food and fucking dog food.
And then I ruin my entire routine. I'm a routine guy.
Right.
I do it because I love my wife, and that's fine.
But I don't like that kind of stuff. You mess with my routine, you mess with my entire life.
Your whole world is shook.
My whole world is rocked because my routine is set every day.
Right.
I even know good things fuck with my routine. Like tomorrow I have a lunch meeting after I'm done running Bob's show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not my routine.
Right.
So now I'm freaking out and I'm panicking. Like, what do I do? Routine is weird.
Well, this ain't going to make it any better.
All right.
On Monday, we talked had a pretty lengthy discussion about WrestleMania, right?
Yes.
And I don't know if you're aware, but or I'll ask, are you aware that SummerSlam is coming to Cleveland in the summer?
Yes, in August.
Do you want to go?
Of course I do.
You want to go, huh?
Yeah.
This might change your mind. Let me see. Where is that at? Here we go. This is a picture of the pricing for food at WrestleMania.
All right.
Now, no, you probably can't see this with your bad eyes, but I'll read it to you.
Okay.
One hot dog with jumbo fries, $21.50.
Get the fuck out of here.
$21.50. Two hot dogs. This is the deal. With jumbo fries, a mere $29.50.
Wow. Now, when they say jumbo fries, they mean like they're never ending, like the big giant bucket
no.
that you can get refilled?
No. Probably a bigger cup than the smaller cup. Then you can get a cheeseburger. If you don't like the hot dogs, you can get a cheeseburger with the jumbo fries. Only $26. Maybe you want some chicken. You're liking chicken, right?
Of course.
Chicken, fries, and a Miller Lite, a beer, $30. But if you, this is the kicker, but if you don't want the beer, you want a soda instead, like a Pepsi,
yeah.
$31.
Get out. It's more to get the pop. All right.
This is what's coming to SummerSlam.
Oh, come on. Those are Philadelphia prices right there.
These are wrestling prices there. Who are you kidding? I guarantee you WWE does not come to any venue without taking a piece of the merch and the vending, the concessions. I guarantee you they take a piece of that.
That's pretty outrageous.
$29 for two hot dogs.
Wow.
Do you know how many hot dogs you could buy for $29?
Yeah, you can buy a pack of eight for $2 at Merck's.
That's what I'm saying. You could buy 100 hot dogs probably for $30 more.
Let's see,
you probably buy 200 hot dogs for $30. Yeah.
So 15 packages of the Sugardale hot dog for $2 at Merck's. 15 times 8. $120 dogs, dude.
Or you get these two.
Yeah, but these are cooked slightly.
Oh, well, in that case.
You can get 120 hot dogs at Mark's.
Yeah, so you can get 100 that taste good, or you can get two that have been sitting in water for 3 hours.
But I don't know. Look, one, don't knock the water. Hot dogs in the water, like from the hot dog vendors on the side of the road, are the best hot dogs you're going to eat.
Would you pay $30 for one?
No. Now, I don't know. I haven't been to a Browns or a Indians game or anything like that lately. I don't know what those prices are like.
Dude, I just saw this and was like, nope, I'll be watching it at home. I don't care that it is 10 miles from my house. I'll be watching it at home. And you know what? I'm going to eat four hot dogs and not spend $60.
What if I could probably get us handicapped seats, though. And, we might be, real super close. Maybe they would give us, free dogs.
Do they give you handicapped food?
Well, I was
going to
ask. Because
if they don't have handicapped food, I ain't going. Who wants to go for 6 fucking hours and not eat because you get... Dude, you're paying the same price you would for a steak at Outback for a cheeseburger.
Well, maybe, though, the handicapped people would get, free food or something.
Of course they will not. They will not. What they'll do is they'll bring it to you.
See,
not a bad perk, I guess.
Look, I don't even know if I'd want to go. I mean, you're talking about August. I think it's the beginning. Yeah. Whatever, it doesn't matter. August.
Middle of the August. Summer. It's hot.
It's going to be 95 degrees sitting down in that Brown Stadium. It's going to be a nightmare out there. If it was September or October, Philly had the nice weather. It was 55, 60.
It's on August 3rd.
Yeah, you're going to die out there.
Well, here's the tickets. Let's see what the tickets cost.
I would sweat to death and be dead outside the ring.
Yeah, it would be plenty hot. Let's see. How much are these wonderful tickets? Oh, it's a steal. It is a steal. I'll let you guess. I'll name the section.
Okay.
You guess the price. How's that?
One ticket.
One ticket. Is this one? Yeah. One. This is price per ticket. Section 527.
Oof. All right.
Which is a corner slot all the way at the top. Row 28.
$85.
So not only is it a corner section at the top, but you're 28 rows back at the top.
$85.
You are... Would you like to take another guess? Would you like to add to your current guess?
Okay, so I have to add.
And I'm just going to give you a little bit of advice.
Yeah.
You have to add more than double that.
Get out of here. $200.
You're getting there.
I'm not there yet?
No, you're not quite there yet. You're getting there.
220.
You're almost there now.
230.
Couple more dollars.
$135.
$234 each.
Get out of here. For like shit seats? Wow.
For section 527, row 28.
I would have to call somebody.
How many rows do they have going up? It can't be more than 30, can it?
I would doubt it. I am not going to be going to WrestleMania or to SummerSlam.
Let's see if I can find some better tickets than that, because we don't want to sit there, do we?
I want ringside.
Oh, ringside? Well, let me see here. I'm looking to get better seats here. Well, I'm still in the 500 sections. Well, I'm just looking at whatever ticketing company. WrestleMania. I clicked on WrestleMania. That's where it took me.
See, Granny, I finally agree with you.
Oh, here we go. How about Middle Bowl?
Corporate price gouging is out of control for almost everything. I totally agree with you.
I agree with that.
Granny, you're right on that.
How about Middle Bowl. A little closer to the middle. Section 329. So not quite a corner, but inward maybe two or three sections from the corner. Section 329.
Ooh. There's no, like, they don't have, like, they do at the Guardians or Indians games where they have, like, free food or nothing. It's not like clubs.
No, right? These are just tickets.
All right, I'm going to go, if the top ones are 234, I'm going to have to say probably 300.
Oh, if you keep adding, you might get there eventually.
400.
A little low.
400?
You're still low at 400.
450.
453.
Oh, get the hell out of here. That means, you know what's sad is they're going to sell 80,000 tickets, dude.
Oh, they're going to sell it out. Of course they're going to sell it out. But, all right, here we go. Let's get down to the, not to the floor yet, but to the section 100s. That's the lowest bowl. Right. Let's say 117. This is a total corner slot. This is a corner space.
Yeah, I've sat this at 117.
Okay, so you know where it is. Row 37.
I had season tickets for Browns at 117.
So 117, row 37.
All right, if we were talking 500 for the last one?
450 was the last one.
450. Okay, so I'm going to go 575.
Little high, believe it or not.
560.
These are cheap at $5.11.
Nice, look at that, great seats.
What a bargain! Let me see if I can find some ringside here. But the 117s do go up because here's another one, 117 row 29 for $6.45. All right, section 330. Man, these prices are crazy. Section 130. All right, here we go. Here's another one. Closer to the ring, section 130. It might even, it's probably in line with where the announce table is, but it's on the side. So section 130, row 29. Like to guess?
650.
Too low.
700.
And 8.
Wow.
I'm still trying to get to ringside. I'm not finding them yet. Now I'm up to the 800s. Oh, now I'm up to section 111. This is definitely This is on the other side of the 131 one that we talked about. Other side of it, this is closer to where the announce team would be, where the ring is. So section 131, row, or 111 rather, row 19.
$900.
Too low.
$1,000.
$1,000 61. Dude, they're still going up too. Oh, here we finally. Here we go. On the floor, row 18. These are the floor seats.
All right, $1,200.
Too low.
$1,500.
Too low.
Whoa, dude. $1,700.
$1,654.
Well, you know what? All right, this actually brings it into perspective a little bit because, you know, it does seem outrageous and really high, and it is. But, I mean, Taylor Swift tickets are going for a couple grand, man.
Yeah, and anybody that bought those or these is an idiot.
Yeah, that's nuts.
I love wrestling as much as anybody. As much as anybody. I buy every AEW pay-per-view at $50 a hit. Pretty much once every 6 weeks. If you add all that up in the 5 years that AEW's been a company, I have not spent $1,600.
All right, but see,
I've caught every pay per view.
I thought that you told me, like, for my birthday, because it's in July, that you were gonna take me and you to see the SummerSlam for, you know, ringside seats. So, I mean, you're only gonna fork over like $3,500.
You know what? I will, for your birthday, loan you my Peacock login.
I already got Peacock. I watched WrestleMania.
There you go.
Come on. All we got to do is drop $3,500. We can do that.
Is that it?
All right. What we do now is we start a GoFundMe using this show to get us to WrestleMania or to SummerSlam, and we'll broadcast live from there.
Please. They're not going to hear that. I wouldn't. I bet you the people at ESPN are paying to come to this thing.
All right, we could raise on a GoFundMe $3,500 for you and I to go to SummerSlam.
Dude, I'd rather stay at home.
It'll be a little bit too hot for me. Let's
still. I mean, this is to go and sit in the August heat.
Yeah, that's
to
pretty
sit in the August heat outside, and God forbid if it rains.
Yeah, then it'll really screwed.
No, thank you. I guarantee you this. I'll be very comfortable, probably a little drunk, and enjoying the shit out of SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Sitting on my couch watching it.
I'll probably
I won't have to sit next to some asshole kid or some dummy dressed up as the Macho Man that's going, ooh, yeah, every fucking move. No, I'll stay home.
They don't like me sitting like front row anymore because like I sat front row for a couple of concerts since I've been out with his leg,
mm-hmm.
and like I don't stand up, so they have this one douchebag just sitting down in the front row at a concert going, "Hey, you," because I won't stand.
No, too bad. You got a chair, right? Then you sit.
Speaking of the summer heat and the sun,
yes.
Did you hear Sheila Jackson Lee? Did you listen to it?
I didn't. I was waiting to hear it fresh. I have it, though.
All right. If you have not, if anybody has not heard this, this is absolutely outstanding, as Bob France would say. We played it this morning, and we broke it down, but I kind of like to break it down here with you, because okay. This is the most outrageous thing that you're going to hear from a woman who is part of our government, oh, by the way, and as a Yale graduate, let this sink in, a Yale graduate,
okay.
and has a law degree from the University of Virginia.
Okay.
So a lawyer. A member of Congress, I believe, yes, and a Yale graduate.
Okay.
And she was speaking about the sun and the moon.
Okay.
If you want to play it in entirety first and then go back, we can listen to each part. That's fine. It's only about a minute long, I think.
Well, I have it.
But
right
this
here.
Is fantastic. You're not going to hear anything funnier on this show today.
Okay. Let's see what this rocket scientist has to say.
So that you have the energy of the moon at night And sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat that is almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable, and you will see you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases.
The foolishness of that comment is so deep, I can only ascribe it to higher education. You have to have gone to college to say something that stupid.
So,
wow.
Full moon is a round circle. We did not know that, apparently.
I thought it was a square.
Yeah, if you look, it's more like triangular when you look at the full moon. Then she goes on to say that what it's mostly made up of gas. No, there's no real gas up there. And very little gas is on the moon. But yeah, you can walk on it. Last I checked, supposedly we were there and we walked on the moon. It's a rock. And yeah, it's pretty not a whole lot of gas. And then she went on to say that the sun provides what'd she say? I can't remember what she said.
Like a hotter heat or something. More intense heat.
And then she says, you can almost go to the sun.
Yeah, you can almost go to the sun. Well, we can play it again.
Yeah, you gotta play it again.
All right, here we go.
So that you have the energy of the moon at night.
Let's stop right there. What energy is she talking about?
I don't know. I guess you see the moon, right?
How come we don't have moon-powered generators at this point?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, moon. Yeah, those moon solar, those moon panels. So everybody can sit there.
Put it on your house.
Yeah,
slides in from solar to moon panel.
That's a lot of energy that the moon provides.
Yeah, no kidding.
And sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle.
Thank you.
Which is made up mostly of gases.
Okay.
And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon?
Who's questioning that?
I don't know. I don't know who's questioning that. I don't know what gases she's talking about. I think I looked it up and there's like a minuscule amount of gases compared to what's here on Earth. Enough to that is a pretty much like the size of a dump truck or could fill the size of a dump truck.
And where's she at? A Biden rally?
I don't know what she's doing.
I mean, I just see the empty chairs in the empty field. It makes me think it's a campaign rally for Biden.
It must be a Biden get together.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
The gas is such that we could do that. The sun is a mighty powerful heat.
Okay.
Thanks.
The sun is a mighty...
I didn't know that.
Did you know that? I did not know that the sun, mighty powerful heat.
I had no idea. I thought it was an iceberg up there.
Well, I mean, it does, in fairness, get cold in the wintertime and the sun can still be out. So yeah. I don't know how that works. You know, according to her, it's a,
okay.
It's cooled by the moon, apparently.
It's cooled by all the gases on the,
yeah, on the moon. This fucking person represents us.
Yes.
All right. Who's more believable? This idiot or flat earth guy? I say flat earth guy.
Flat earth guy, man. At least he makes
flat earth guy at least studies and researches. And
yeah.
You may not believe everything flat earth guy says, but at least he comes with some facts.
Yes.
Where did she get her facts?
Yale.
Yale.
That's where she graduated from.
I don't care. She got pushed through.
and her law. And you know what? I think she's on like some sort of space commission for the United States. I mean, she's like literally supposed to know this shit.
Well, that's like saying Kamala Harris is supposed to know the border. Yeah. Just stop it. These fucking DEI idiots. Shut up. All right, here we go.
Almost impossible to go near the sun.
Now,
oh, she got a fact, right?
She said it's almost impossible to get near the sun.
Well, it is almost.
No, I mean, you know, that means somebody must have tried or attempted to go near it, right? I mean, it's almost impossible. Not totally impossible. It's almost impossible, Chris.
Do you got proof that it's totally impossible?
I'm pretty sure that, you know.
She's making a good point here.
I mean, look, in Airplane 2, if you've seen that, they almost, I guess, made it to the sun in the movie, right? Well,
didn't Superman fly through the sun in one of them movies?
I don't think so. But, I mean, he might have. Maybe Superman could. Maybe that's what she meant.
Yeah, maybe, because he got his power from the sun, too.
It's almost impossible, except for Superman.
That's right.
To go to the sun.
And he can do it because he gets his power from the sun.
Right.
He's not affected by the moon's gases.
Right. It would have been great if she continues to talk and goes, but Krypton.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. What an idiot. Okay. All right, here we go.
The moon is more manageable.
The moon is more manageable.
And you will see.
More manageable than what?
The sun.
Than the heat of the sun?
It's more manageable to go to the moon than it with all the gases that are that make up the moon. It's more plausible to get there than it is the sun.
Brilliant. And she's responsible for, like, our finances and stuff, too, somehow? She gets to vote on that?
Yeah, I need to look and see, like, what she actually does. Like, what her titles are.
Well, she's in Congress.
I know, but I think she's in charge of something, like, with space.
Oh, my God. Space between her ears.
Sheila Jackson Lee.
She cannot be on a committee for space.
She has to be. She is.
She can't be. She cannot be in any way involved with anything.
With NASA. By the way, she's telling the students this stuff.
What students? Kindergarten class?
High school students.
Did their teachers not even have to go? Look at all the empty chairs.
A high school solar eclipse event.
My God.
Oh, she also said the moon was a planet. Yes.
Well, she's right about that.
It's not a planet.
Planet moon.
Planet moon.
You don't remember that? There was what? Mercury, Venus, Earth, Moon, Mars, Saturn. Moon.
She's actually working
moon.
With NASA to make sure that we can go to space. Congressman Sheila Jackson Lee feels that space exploration research done at NASA is inspire the next generation. So she's working hard to make sure that we go to the moon again.
I could make a really racist comment, but I won't. It would be funny, though.
I'm sure it would.
Just think about other moon launches we've had before we started sending people.
Yeah, God, I don't even want to laugh at that. But
she's as smart as a monkey, that's for sure.
Oh, wow. I'm seeing if she has a space title. But she's inspiring.
She's probably the czar.
There's so many things that are spaced out. Sheila Jackson Lee tells Texas students planet moon.
She's the lunar czar. Also known as a lunatic.
Yeah, she's out there, man.
Isn't she the one that said to disrupt people when they're eating and stuff?
No, that was Maxine Waters.
Oh, yeah. She sounds like her.
Yeah, there's a host of people in Congress that are not exactly literate or...
Yeah, well, she's a Yale graduate.
Shit, you got to remember, we have a woman who's on the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Ketanji Jackson or something like that, who said that she can't define what a woman is. So
That's who we're dealing with. That's who represents us in government.
Yeah. Unreal. All right, let's play. I want to hear the rest of this one more time. I can't stop with this dummy.
In a moment, or not a moment, you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon.
Oh, NASA's going back to the moon. If we've ever been there.
Well, that's if we have the right equipment to float through the gases of the moon.
Well, or to get through the firmament.
And then if we have to approach the sun, we might be almost be able to get there.
Well, yeah. But we're gonna put different tires on the lander so that they don't get burned up on the sun.
Well, according to AOC, it's best to go to the sun at night.
That's right, because it's cooler.
It's cooler when it's nighttime.
That's right. Good plan.
That's what she said, AOC. I mean, that's the people that we have elected in this country to represent us. And Donald Trump is a fucked up one.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
AOC makes a good point there.
Yeah, go at night.
Let's go at night.
When it's dark, the sun is fine to walk on.
Yeah. Probably not even warm.
No. And that's the people that we've elected. And we put them in charge of our country, dude. There are people in charge of our country that can't define a woman, think the moon is made up of gas, think that it's okay to go to the sun at night because it's dark. And that's who's representing us. And then have another section of our government that would chant death to America on the streets if they could because they are in support of the terrorists over Israel. So that's who we have elected. And Donald Trump, and you're worried about Donald Trump talking about grabbing a girl by the pussy.
And the worst part is, by saying that she's a dummy, that automatically makes you and I racist. That makes you and I racist just by saying that this lady's a dope. Unreal. All right, I think we're done here. What an idiot.
I just got a call, actually, from the U.S. Capitol.
Stop that joking. Talking.
I'm not joking, but that's just a guess. But
nice. Well, there you go. So there's Sheila Jackson Lee. Holy cow.
I wonder why Mike acts the way that he does, liberal mind. I mean, that's kind of what I'm saying here, dude. And I'm not trying to pick on Mike. It's just that liberal mentality.
He had people that voted for people that literally think like she does.
Yeah.
Sheila Jackson Lee is talking to high school kids and people that are at an Eclipse event, telling people that the moon is made up of gas. And that's it. And telling you that you can almost get to the sun. You have another one who said that you can go to the sun, but only if it's at night. You have something in the Supreme Court saying that she can't define a woman. And these are people that are in charge, what we voted for, and will eventually take over this country.
I know. That's the scariest part. Well, what scares me is these are the people that are in charge of, 30% of our money?
Yeah.
That she gets a say in if our money, this dumbbell, gets a say if our money goes to Ukraine or not.
Yes.
This person. Maybe we should send it on a special rocket that goes through the moon's gases first to get to get to the Ukraine so that we don't waste any gas. We could collect some moon gas on the way to the Ukraine. Hey, what kind of idiot is this?
I mean, planet moon?
My God.
The internet has changed the game to where you don't need millions of dollars to own your own viable radio or TV station. A good concept and a great streaming platform are all you need. We've got that platform for you. I'll Get Drunk Noise is the best place to stream your very own online radio or TV station. We offer 24/7 scheduling, on-demand options, the ability to go live on your channels, and much, much more. Sell and plug in your own advertisements within your programming as you see fit. Our stations are fully licensed and legal. It's all here for you, so get started today. Just visit www.uncontrolledNoise.com and let us know you are ready to broadcast. Uncontrolled Noise, your best place for online radio and television stations.
We are doomed.
We are doomed. I don't know what we're going to do.
We're not. We're not going to do anything. We're just going to watch it happen.
No, we need a civil war is what we need.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. Who's going to fight it?
I would. Wouldn't you?
I would, but we'd be dead in a minute. We're slow and fat and broken.
I understand that, but still, I would do it. I would take one for the team. I'd at least go out there.
Yeah,
and
but
try.
The problem is they don't need people to take one for the team. They need people to win the battles, and that ain't me or you anymore. We're too old.
You have enough people to take one for the team, or you can win.
I would hope. I would hope some of these on the fence kids would pick up the guns once we get slaughtered and run with them. I would hope.
There's another mass shooting today, so you're going to get your gun taken away again.
Whatever. Shut up, Biden. I ain't giving you my gun.
Did you see that there was a mass shooting today?
No. I'm not affected by those.
At least two shot, but that's, you never know. I mean, it was at a Ramadan celebration.
So it was Swedish guys.
So you don't know exactly what it was. I mean, it's in Philadelphia, so it could be literally anything.
Could be people mad that Cody Rhodes won the belt.
I'm assuming that if it was a Trump supporter, that would be out there already.
Oh, if it was a Trump supporter, they'd be breaking into this broadcast. They'd be breaking into every broadcast to tell you. MAGA kills people in Philly.
Yeah, it says shooting in Philadelphia leads to 4 arrests.
Okay, well, I'm assuming that it doesn't say race, and I'm also assuming that it doesn't say anything about anything, which means that it's probably 4 transgender women.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything about like what their race was. And if it, you're right, if it was a bunch of white people that were shooting.
Oh, yeah. If it was white people, it would be 4 supremacists were arrested.
I mean, I'm not trying to be racist or anything, but that's what they did at Kansas City Chiefs parade shooting. You knew that it wasn't MAGA supporters or whatever, because that would have been immediately put out there. Instead, it took like a week for them to say that it was just, you know, gang violence.
And they still haven't said that it was 4 black teens.
No.
They still haven't said that. They're just leaving it as it was just people of the community. Misunderstood youth. Fuck out of here with this shit. Yeah, if it was MAGA guys, they'd be like, we're not sure of his identity, but we heard somebody calling him Adolf and Goering. You know, they'd be just totally making it up.
That's the other thing that kills me about the gun thing. If it's an AR or some sort of assault weapon, you're going to hear, and I hate using the word assault because, I mean, every weapon is an assault weapon. But if it was a long gun or whatever you want to call it, you have one right by you, right? If it was something like that,
yeah, right here,
then you would hear about it too. If it's handgun violence, they don't care about, you know, getting rid of handguns.
Yeah. Even though handguns do like 90% of the killing.
Right. I mean, most of the gun violence is because of handguns.
Mm-hmm.
Because of big, long shooting, rapid fire, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. The whole gun thing is ridiculous. You're never going to take the guns.
Oh, yeah, they're going to take them.
They're not going to take them.
You want to bet?
They're not going to take the guns.
They win in November. They're not.
They ain't taking the guns. The only way they're taking the guns is by taking lives. Only way. No one's giving up their guns. Nobody. I could tell you, people care about the law to a point, and that is the point. If people feel like they have no option at all, no protection at all, they'll die.
I think you're wrong. I think the majority of Americans, and I truly believe that, you know, I know COVID is real, but I think what they did, on the other hand, with lockdowns and all that shit, was more of a trial to see what they can do to us going down the road. And how people respond to the government saying, this is what you're going to do, whether you like it or not. You're going to shut your fucking door. You're not going to go to work. You're going to sit there, and you're not going to leave that house. You're going to stand 6 feet away. Look, they made fools out of us. They said,
well, they did.
Thing, and the mask thing was going to work. No, what they did was they knew that shit didn't work. They told you to do it because they wanted to see how many people would listen. And most of America did.
Yeah.
They're going to do the same thing with your guns. They're going to come at you, and they're going to say, look, this is too much. There's too much violence in the streets. People are dying all over the place. We have to take these from you.
Yeah, and the gun people are going to say no. Guns, as much as this is going to sound like a silly statement, guns are more important to gun owners than health.
How many legal gun owners are there in America?
Millions.
Is that going to be a stat that I can look up easily?
I'm sure it is. There's millions.
Okay, how many millions? That's the problem.
Probably a lot more than you think. I'm going to guess 25 to 50. I don't know.
How many legal gun owners live in America? Of course, it's one stat. They don't just give me a...
Of course.
All right, how many? Just take a wild guess if you had
a guess. Hey, Siri, how many legal gun owners are there in the United States?
I found this on the web.
You cunt, I didn't ask for that.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
393 million guns.
You know, that's certainly not gun owners.
Well, let's see. Gun ownership in America has increased 28%. Since 94. Estimates show that 82,880,000 people own at least one firearm in 2023.
Ooh, that's a lot. That's a lot more than I thought, actually.
43% of households have at least one firearm.
Well,
no stats are as of 2023, so that's not that old.
How many do you think would give them up if they were told to? If the National Guard started going city by city, taking guns away from people.
With 10%.
Tanks going down the streets.
10%.
You're not getting away from these people. They're going to come down and take them.
10%. The rest of us die trying.
So you think you'd have legal gun owners shooting at troops coming to your
Absolutely door? Absolutely do. Gun owner, part of the reason gun owners are gun owners is they do not want to be slaves.
I get that.
They will absolutely. And I'm one of those people. I would rather die than be unable to protect myself.
I want to own a gun.
But you better buy one. Didn't you win one at the raffle?
I did not. What's funny is I didn't even know that they were drawing was going on. So, like, my ticket could have been drawn and then thrown out because I didn't see it. The way that it was done was kind of weird. But, yeah, I need to buy a gun. I want to arm myself, especially with the way I am now. I think I should be armed in this house, no doubt. Yeah. I mean, there's some weird fucking people out there, man.
I'm going to address this point right here. Until they start seizing your bank account, suspending Social Security and government pension. I get all that. But you know what? You know what the gun guarantees you? That none of that will matter. Because if they take your bank account and you have a gun, you can still get food. You can still get money. Now, again, I'm going Mad Max like crazy. I'm going all Mad Max, but let's be honest. Guy with gun, guy without gun. Both of them don't have money. Who's going to eat?
Guy with gun.
There you go.
I don't want our streets to turn into stuff.
Like I don't that. Either.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how many people are going to go rogue like you. To quote you, I don't know how many people are going to go Mad Max on the government's ass and start shooting and going down. Yeah, I don't know.
Dude,
how many families with children are going to sit there and go, you come through that door to try to take my gun, I'm going to shoot you.
I honestly think the men that are men will send their families away.
To where?
Somewhere else.
Where are you going to go?
Somewhere else. Because I'm telling you, people will not give up their guns. No one is just going to hand off their gun. No one.
All right. So how far do you think the people will go as far as restrictions go then? Because even if they don't come to your house and knock on your door asking for your gun, there's no doubt in my mind that with a Democrat-controlled Senate and probably a House if Biden wins, and Biden is president for the next 4 years, or whoever takes over for him, there's no doubt they're going to attempt to make some sort of gun laws, gun restrictions. If not take them, try to restrict you like you can't believe.
How you know why they haven't done that already?
Huh?
Because they know that sparks the Civil War. And they can't win it.
You think that even having restrictions on guns would cause a civil war?
See, the thing is if the restrictions were legitimate, no legal gun owner would argue it. Well, okay. Some would, but most would not. Like, I'll give you a prime example. I, for one, and I'm a gun guy. I think it's very clear I'm a gun guy. I, for one, am all for 10 days. 10-day wait before you could buy a gun. I don't think that because I'm mad at my chick because she fucked my neighbor that I should be able to go to the gun store today and 20 minutes later walk out with a Glock. I don't think that's right. I think that that's the 10 days, as mad as you've ever been in your life, 10 days later, you weren't as mad.
Right. I get it.
So I'm all for that. I'm definitely for that. I quite honestly am all for laws that you have to show up and produce your weapon once a year, like you do with your driver's license. I don't like the fact that you can buy a gun for someone else. And it just, you know, I mean, I've had this one here for 11 years. And, you know, other than me saying that, nobody knows that. Nobody knows. If I would have given this gun away to some scumbag to rob banks 10 years ago, no one would have any clue unless the guy got caught.
Now, here's the problem that I have with some of your
okay, opinions. Go ahead.
Is that you said you think that they should have a 10-day waiting period, whatever, because, you know, you can't have some guy that his neighbor fucked his wife, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, okay, so say you wait your 10 days. You get your gun, you go home. On your way home with that gun, your neighbor is fucking your wife. I mean, something could happen on a day-to-day basis.
Of course.
Makes you lose your mind, makes you go crazy, and then that gun, forget it. That's why I have a problem with these red flag laws. Anybody can have a red flag the day after they buy a gun. Something could happen. They could lose their job. Something could happen to you.
And the same could be said.
Lose your mind and go start shooting people.
And the same could be said about a car, a knife, an axe.
I understand that, but there's less chance I'm going to get in my car right now and go try to run somebody down than if I had a gun.
I disagree with that. I disagree with that on principle. You're more likely to get caught if you shoot somebody than if you run them over. If you run them over, if you hate your neighbor and you run him over, shit, I didn't see him. You at least have some chance of getting away with it. If you pulled the trigger and you've got the powder on your hands, you're done. You're absolutely done. If your gun is missing and your wife is dead on the floor with a bullet in her from your gun.
It's a lot easier to take a gun over and shoot somebody in the fucking forehead than it is to try to find time to run them down in a car or go stab them with a knife and hope they die.
Come on.
Look, if I got a steak knife out of the drawer, there's a good chance I'm going to stab you 10 times and you can still live. And it's going to be a hell of a lot less. I mean, I'm not trying to be gruesome or anything. I'm just saying that the gun is an easy fix to a lot of problems.
If you were mad at your chick and she was dead asleep, it would not be difficult to run a knife across her throat and have her dead in a minute.
It would not be hard. But to me, that's a little bit more personal and more, you know, whereas the gun is easier to just do. Again, I'm not trying, that's kind of a weird thing to even talk about.
It's just reality.
If they're going to try to take your guns or restrict your guns, I wonder how much people are going to put up with as far as restrictions go. Now, what could they do? Could they just ban those kind of guns altogether, the kind that you have sitting next to you, and say, no more, we're not going to make those anymore? We're going to take away the bullets for them, and that's it. You're not going to get those in stores. You're not going to be able to do it.
The problem is they'll all just get bootlegged at this point. That's why they can't do it. They can't stop it. They'll get bootlegged. They'll either get brought in from another country or, dude, what are you going to do? Stop the sale of, milling equipment? But you can look online and get a schematic of how to build any gun.
Look, you can't stop drugs from being produced either, but if you put enough restrictions on them, less people are going to be able to do it.
Really? So, how many less people are doing drugs now than were 20 years ago?
Well, I think, one, it made it a lot more accessible and easier to get drugs
now. When's the last time you were at the doctor?
Look, a lot of drugs are very, you accessible illegal drugs. I mean, in some cities, people are just doing coke and heroin on the streets. And they hand out needles and stuff. So I think things are a lot more accessible now. Yeah. I'm saying that the more restrictions you put on something, though, the less available it is. I wouldn't know where to go get heroin today if I wanted to go get heroin.
But you could find out.
I mean, I have to do a lot of research. But I mean,
would you have to do a lot, or would you have to? Here's the question. Could you find heroin within 5 phone calls?
Probably. But
that's my point.
There's a gun store within 15 minutes from here.
Yeah. At least you wouldn't have to wait 10 days to get high.
If they shut down the gun stores, I think they'd be a lot less accessible to people, obviously.
Oh, I agree with that. That's why everybody buys rounds anytime they have extra money. That's why when they go into some of these houses, they find like a million rounds of ammo in a garage or whatever. Because people are prepping. They're prepping to be ready for that. That's a good point there. Neely does have a lot of guns.
Really?
Yeah, I think he has 13.
Wow.
He buys one like every, I don't know, like 4 to 6 months, he buys another one.
Are they collectibles or are they just guns? No.
Some of them are. I mean, some of them are really, really nice. He's one of these guys that I think, and I don't know this to be true. We could ask him sometime if we ever get him on. But I think sometimes he buys guns because they're in the news. I think if he sees some crackpot talking about, we got to get these AR-15s off the out of people's hands, he will go right to the gun store and buy an AR-15.
Are they that easy to buy? Is this stuff that easy to get a hold of?
Guns are pretty easy to get. I mean, you're more likely to be stalled because they're sold out of them than you are to be stopped on a check.
Like, if I just wanted to go tonight, go buy a handgun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could.
I'm sure they have some
guns in stock with these guns.
Oh, they have tons of guns in stock. You could.
But you don't just walk out with it, right?
Sure you do. Dude, when I bought my first gun as a tourist judge, it's a handgun. It shoots. It's a handgun, but it shoots shotgun rounds. It's a monster. The thing is, it's a bad motherfucker, man. You do not want to get caught with somebody with a tourist judge. It'll blow the door right off of a car. That's how powerful this thing is. But I went to a gun show. I still remember the day. It was Father's Day 11 years ago. Father's Day 11 years ago, I was taking my boys to Canton to go to the Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And on the way down, we stopped at a gun show that I just happened to see. Wasn't prepared for it. It wasn't like I knew it was there. Literally, I saw a sign for it on the side of the road, and I pulled off. I was like, hey, let's go look at some guns. We pulled off to the road. I had been looking for guns for a little while, but I hadn't really found one that felt right in my hand. But I was just doing what I was doing. I was walking around the gun show. I picked up guns, picked up the tourist judge. It felt right in my hand. I told the guy on the spot, I want this gun. Filled out a paper. He told me, take a lap around the place, you know, look around, take a lap around the gun show. Walked around, came back maybe 30 minutes later. He puts me on the phone with somebody. They say, have you ever been convicted of a felony? Is this your social? You know, do you have any anger issues? Are you seeing a psychiatrist? You know, those types of questions. They asked, I think it was like 5 questions. I answered the questions. They give the phone back to the guy. He hands me the gun. Huh. Takes my credit card and charges me $600.
Now, what's a typical gun cost?
Depends on the gun. You can get a cheap one you can get a girl's gun for $250.
A girl's gun?
Well, they're little, just a little, like a little 22 handgun or something like that.
But I mean, like, so there's no wait period, or you, they don't make you take a class to be able to get it? And nothing.
No.
Just go nothing. In and get a gun.
No, I've never been to a class.
Huh, interesting.
There's no license. There's no like class that you have to take to get a license. It's open carry here in Ohio. I mean, you should. You used to have to go with the concealed carry to go to do that, but I just never did. I just, you know, I just didn't carry. But the minute they made it open carry, I was like, oh yeah, I'm in.
Huh.
But dude, I'm a little bit nutty. I'm the guy that before they went full open carry, I always kept a saw in my car. So that if anybody ever stuck their arm in, I was going to cut their hand off with the saw.
Yeah, I mean, you're a little off there. Maybe you should have had some red flags go up when they.
Maybe. Well, no. Why? I'm protected.
Dude, I'm joking.
Dude, let me tell, and you can relate to this. Maybe the audience can't, but you can. I was working both my day job and my radio job. We're down there in the 92 studios.
Oh, yeah.
And so where do you park? You park across the street in that awful parking garage.
Yes.
That's a dangerous parking garage.
Yeah.
Would you go into that parking garage every single day without a weapon?
No. In fact, I know that people, some of the people that work downtown now where iArt Studios are,
mm-hmm.
the garage there, people have had problems with, you know,
yeah.
constructing them and everything else.
And that Hell was no. my, and that was my thing is I used to, when I used to carry a knife, like a little, it was more than a pocket knife, but less than a knife. But somebody told me I couldn't carry it. You know, they just said it's too big or something, so I couldn't carry it. So I was like, what can I keep with me? You know, and back, this was, you know, 15 years ago or whatever. Remember when we had that string of carjackings downtown?
Yeah.
Like every day they were carjacking cars. Well, I was worried about that too. So I was like, what can I carry in my car that, you know, if somebody tries to carjack me? And I went with a saw. I figured if somebody reaches in trying to get my door open or something, I could reach over to the other side, grab the saw, and just slice them. And they're going to let go. They're going to let go. If you drag a saw across somebody's arm, they're letting go. So I did that for years, dude. Drove my ex crazy. Because she had to kind of tuck the saw away, like between the seats when she would go riding with me or whatever. But yeah, I always did, man.
What does that mean? I don't know what a high point C9 is.
C9 is just a gun.
$140. I'm assuming he's making fun of me.
Well, no, it's a gun. It's not the manliest gun in the world.
Well, I mean, what's a fucking manly gun? I don't even know what they're called.
Well, you just get yourself a, you know, I mean, if you run to go crazy, you get yourself a .357. That's a man's gun. That's a little more gun than I would want. It's too heavy. But
I mean, I'm looking at high point firearms. What are those? I mean, I'm looking at high point firearms. It looks like
that's just a regular old gun. It's nothing spectacular.
Oh,
it's,
there it is.
It looks interesting.
It's just, I mean, it's all right. Shoots 9mm though.
Okay, what does that mean?
Is that not They're so enough to kill somebody? It could. I mean, it will. It'll hurt.
Look, here's the deal.
You know, I mean, it's better than like shooting a .22 or something.
I've never been, you know, gun guy. I mean, I had some, you know, a couple shotguns and stuff. And my wife made me sell them.
Oh, I mean, that's kind of a cool gun. It's all right.
It's all right. It's a little small, but whatever. It'll do the job. I mean, again, do you care what it looks like or do you care what it does?
I care what it does. And look, I'm not looking to kill people or am I looking to hunt with it. I'm looking for protection because, look.
I hate to say it, but the reality is, hello, I don't have a leg.
Yeah.
And so you know what? If somebody breaks into this house, I'm fucked. If I was walking down the street or something like that and somebody wanted to just push me over and rob the hell out of me, I'm screwed.
And you should be carrying.
And I have a disability that, look, I'm lucky and able to be able to walk around and do mm-hmm. the things I do, go to the grocery store, do all the stuff I enjoy doing. I'm able to do it. But there are times where I feel like I'm very vulnerable, and especially in some parts of town sure. and some, you know, garages or whatever, like you said, there are times where I feel like I'm more vulnerable than I ever was. And dude, I feel like it's something that I should probably invest in so I'm not vulnerable.
Well, yeah, and not only that, you're more vulnerable than ever now because the people are just out of control.
Yes.
Did you see the woman that got, I don't know if she died or she just got her head broken or whatever. She's in critical condition. She was going to church and some fucking scumbag pushed her down the steps at the top of the steps. She cracked her head on the cement and then stole her car keys and her purse and stole her car.
Yeah, we're at a point of no return in this country, I believe.
And that's we need a weapon.
And so I think that, you know, again, being as extra vulnerable as I am now, I think it's something that I should think about.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know if there's people listening, text in and tell me what you think. Should I get a gun or not?
You should absolutely get a gun. That's my point. There you go. Check this fine citizen out. So here's this lady. She's walking up the steps into a church. And look at this fucking scumbag coming up behind her. Check this guy out.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
There's another angle. Steals her purse or steals her keys. Takes her purse. Now he's going for her keys while she's knocked out. And now he's going to steal her car.
These people are fucking animals. They're not even people anymore. They're not. That guy's not a person. He's an animal.
No.
He deserves to be locked up forever.
Yeah.
Put down with the animal that he is.
That's what I'm saying. If she had a gun, she might not be in critical condition.
I mean, that's scary shit, dude. I mean, that's what's going on. And then, on top of that, you have prosecutors that don't do anything to these people. They let them out with no bail.
Yeah, no bail.
They're walking the streets an hour after they're caught.
Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, they're not going to do anything. This is why this woman, when she saw this guy, should have absolutely pulled. Said, what? What? You know, and gone off on him. And then he's either going to take a step and die or she's gonna do what she's got to do. Instead, she's left clinging to life. And what was she trying to do? Go to church.
Yeah.
She wasn't trying to be an asshole. She was going to church.
And now the problem that you have to worry about is, are you going to get in trouble for shooting the criminal?
Yeah, that's a whole nother thing. But still, it's that whole, you know, jury of 12 or six guys carrying you in a box.
Yeah.
Take the risk.
I'd rather be alive to take that chance.
Yeah, I'll take the chance too. I mean, if she shoots this guy, does she go to jail?
Not as New York video, man. But man, know, it is New York.
The video's brutal, but at the same time, who knows? I mean, it's again, we're in a weird, weird place, man. It's just a weird. I'm 1,000% behind you getting a gun. You should absolutely have a gun, especially when you're in Cleveland every single day.
If anybody knows of a gun shop that's pretty good,
there's places in Streetsboro's really good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There's one Route 82 heading towards from here. If we're going from here towards you,
okay.
I don't know what the name of it is, but
I bought this one at the one in Streetsboro, and it did take a couple days actually to get that one.
I don't have the kind of money for something like that. I mean, look, I'm on a fairly fixed income with everything that I do, and so I need something that. Again, I'm not looking to kill people. What I'm looking to do is protect myself. To stop somebody from doing something to me.
Right. Well, yeah, and you can't take a big weapon like that with you. You know, you can't take a big one like this. But this, believe it or not, this was actually fairly cheap. This was, we got a deal. I was with my friend Scotty, and we both bought one, and they gave us a twofer price. I think the twofer price was $630 or something.
Yeah.
For two of them.
Really?
Yeah. So it was a good deal. But I mean, that's $300. That's not that bad.
But I mean, then do you have to?
Then you have to like, what?
Would I need to invest also in like a safe to keep it in it around the house? And
have you seen me open a safe?
No.
Now, admittedly, I don't have kids. You know, I mean, my son lives here, but he's 31. You know, would it behoove you to maybe get a lockbox? Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, my daughter's old enough that I don't think that she would mess with it.
No, but her friends might at a party or something. Or
no fun, cheap, non-glam, but heavy. Home cell protection, 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Yeah.
But I can't, again, I can't really take a shotgun to in a garage somewhere. From
no, you need a handgun. You need a Taurus or Judge or a a Ruger or something. Not a Ruger.
What are the laws? I have to look at all the laws.
It's open carry.
Like carrying a gun. Like how, where does it?
It's open carry.
What does that mean?
You put it on your you put it in a holster on your hip.
And that's legal now.
Yeah. You would probably need a class just because you're uncomfortable with it. And right. I agree with Jim here. Jackal, 9mm would be perfect for what you're looking for. And they're not that expensive. They're not, I mean, they're a couple hundred bucks, but you know, you could legitimately get a pretty decent 9mm for like 200 or less.
I mean, I know people, plenty of people that have guns that would take me to a range and
shoot. I'll take you to the range.
No, what to do?
I'll take you down to the range. I go to the one in Akron all the time.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I just think that it might be time.
Hell, me and Kelly had a membership at that place.
Oh, really?
We used to go there all the time.
I mean, I know there's a range like in Valley View, which isn't mm-hmm. that far, and there's, you know.
Yeah, and the one down in Akron is a gun store too. Now I'm thinking about it. Just
really?
Yeah, they sell guns in there. Mm-hmm. They're a little pricey for the guns, though. I never bought one there, but yeah, you shop around and find you a gun. That's not finding a gun isn't real hard.
Because I went to a Tractor Supply Company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my dog needed a bath, so I took her to get a bath.
And right.
I'm walking down the aisle where they have like the BB guns and stuff. Sure. And I saw like a small handgun kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, maybe I should get something like that. You know, at least it would, you know, if I shoot them in the face or something like that, then I guess it might stop them from doing something. But I don't know if that's look.
That ain't stopping nobody.
It's not stopping anybody.
They're not afraid of getting shot.
No.
Plus, it'll have the orange tip on it. If you cut the orange tip off, then you're actually committing a crime. Believe it or not, that's the crime.
That's
cutting the orange tip off of a toy gun.
Because I thought about, you know, doing that because maybe if it would look at least look like I'm you know, got something that I could hurt somebody with and they would back off.
Yeah, just get a 9mm.
I think I have to do that. Yeah.
I mean, if you need help, obviously I know a little thing or two about getting guns. Not that I have a ton. I have 3, but you know, I have enough.
What do you have?
I have this one that I always show, the Mossberg.
Yeah.
I have a Taurus Judge. And then I have an old German war rifle. Oh. I bought at a gun show. But hell, I've got a crossbow too. Dude, when they got real serious about, and this is where I'm a psycho, I think, but when they got real serious about that they were talking about taking guns and stuff, I went out and bought this crossbow. I never have put it together. It's still in the box. But I spent a lot of money on it too. I spent like $500 or some shit on this fucking crossbow, and I never took it out of the box because I'm more afraid. Truth be told, I'm more afraid of accidentally shooting somebody with that than I am with the gun.
See, I think the only weapon that I currently have, like here, is a lightsaber that I spent $100 on.
I don't think that's really going to burn through somebody.
And I don't think it's an actual lightsaber.
So no, it doesn't do it.
I think I'm fucked if somebody comes in.
you can't go all Han Solo in latest one and just die.
I'm not going all Luke Skywalker on somebody's ass. And
you are my father. No.
I don't think that's going to work for me. By the way, everybody listening, Tony Masashi is sick.
Okay.
And that's why he is not on the show today. Tony Masashi is sick. Hope he feels better.
Hope it's not from eating at a restaurant.
He said he's coughing and sneezing. So.
Oh, all right. Hope it's not the vid again.
He's only had like 16 times, I believe.
Yeah. Has he had the shot? Probably.
I think he did. I think he had to just because of his line of work.
Yeah, probably.
Which is not a restaurant reporter, by the way. So he had to do some... I think he needed some federal contracts that he had to
right.
do. He needed to get the shot for it.
Of course. Thank God for that. Took good care of him.
Yeah.
Range, well, USA.
Yeah. I'm all about helping you get a gun, man.
Fans of the show, somebody set up a GoFundMe for a 9mm gun for Seth. If they're as cheap as you say they are, I could probably.
They are. Let's see.
They take credit cards at gun shops?
Yeah, of course. Of course. It's all report. Believe me, they want to take your credit card. The more ways they can prove you bought it, the better.
Yeah, I don't think I'm the kind of guy that would go shoot people. No, I'm not. I'm not.
You're not the kind of guy. I wouldn't even say that joke.
Yeah, it was a joke.
But yeah, dude, you want it for the same reason I got mine.
Yeah.
I didn't get them. You know, the one thing that cracks me up is when I hear people saying, well, I got it because I like to go to the range or I like to hunt. Shut it. I got it so that if somebody comes into my house, I can protect myself and my kid.
Well, that's exactly.
Period.
Right. Yeah.
Period. If somebody comes into this house, it's going to be the biggest mistake they ever made. And it's going to be the last mistake that they ever make.
I want it for that, and I want it for protection if I go somewhere.
Yeah.
Now, again, there's some places that I go downtown where I have to walk down an alley, man, and it's a little bit
precarious
when I think about the kind of situation that I have with this leg. Somebody sees me with a cane walking down a thing with a fake leg. I'm an easy target.
Dude, the last time I went downtown was last winter to see Landau. And I parked in the parking garage across the street from the House of Blues.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever been in that parking lot or not, but there's like a long corridor before you get to the steps or the elevators to go up.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
I got to walking in there and literally four guys come in behind me. And, you know, it's 11, 12 o'clock at night or whatever. And I literally gave my keys to Kelly and I said, if anything pops off, you just run. And she's like, what are you going to do? I was like, just run. And I really thought I was getting jumped. I totally, and it's one of the few times I've ever been scared down there. But it's scary down there, man.
Yeah.
It's not safe anymore. It's just not. That's like Landau's coming back here next month, and I'm thinking I might not go just because I don't want to go downtown anymore. It's not a safe place to be.
Where's he playing?
Hilarities.
Okay.
But still, East 4th.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of safe play. And hell, that whole place is an alley.
Yeah, I know.
That whole corridor is an alley where a lot of bad shit could happen.
And I'm certainly not running anywhere.
Nah, I'm not either. I'm fat. I ain't running. You know, but
I'm fat and legless.
Yeah, that's 0-2 for you. But yeah, look, dude, here's a C9. It's $170. And they go up. I mean, they definitely go up. Here's one, same thing, $715. So they go higher, but you don't need that. You just need something to carry.
Does it come with ammo?
Dude, ammo's cheap as shit.
Is it?
I mean, sometimes it's hard to get, but 9 mils, don't be easy to get. I mean, how much ammo? I mean, if you're going to try and buy like thousands of rounds, yeah, that's going to cost you something. But if you're trying to buy, I don't know, 100 rounds or something, it's going to be like $30.
See, I'm going to have to buy something and then like find somebody like you, or I won't mention any names, but to go out and shoot with, because I'd be afraid to even load the thing without shooting my hand off or something.
Yeah. You just got to, dude, the bottom line to gun safety, and admittedly, I've been dealing with guns. You know, I was in the military as a 17. You do the math. That's right. How long I've been dealing with guns. But you get comfortable with it. You take it apart. You put it back together a couple of times. You teach yourself basics. If it's got a safety on it, you keep the safety on. You know, you just go through basic steps. When you're out and about somewhere, you act appropriately before you get out of your car. Once you get into a safe zone, like I'm assuming the unsafe zone for you is the walk between the parking lot and getting into like True Blue or whatever the studio's called, right?
Yeah.
So in that case, you would have, you know, your hand on your gun. You'd have your gun in a certain position or certain state of readiness. Once you get into True Blue, you put your gun in a different state of readiness. It becomes part of your routine.
Right.
You know, whether that's securing the holster or putting a safety on, depending on what kind of gun you have, all that stuff. But that's what you do. You just, you know, it becomes, it's the same as tying your shoes or taking a shower or whatever. It just becomes part of your day.
Well, I am a routine person. Mario from Mario's Barbershop checks in. I think that truck that he's taking is going to be going on Saturday, I believe.
Okay.
Said. So, Mario, if that's true, text in or something. But Mario has been filling trucks for the people at Indian Lake.
See, Mario's carrying a Glock.
The people, the victims of the tornadoes at Indian Lake. So if you have anything you want to donate, Mario's Barbershop in Lakewood. Mario's Barbershop in Parma. Sorry.
We're planning on leaving on Sunday if the trailer is full. If we don't fill that trailer up, we'll leave the following Sunday.
Mario's Barbershop in Parma on the corner of Broadview and Pleasant Valley Roads. Plaza with Big Lots and Acme there. And so if you have anything to donate for the victims of the tornadoes in Indian Lake, Ohio, a lot of stuff went down there. So if you can help out, go to Mario's Barbershop in Parma.
There you go.
Again, corner of Broadview and Pleasant Valley in the Big Lots Plaza.
There you go.
Help out a little bit if you can. And if he leaves the following week, then we'll put him back on and talk about it again.
Okay. All good.
But it's going to do it for today, I believe.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be armed the next time we talk to people on Monday.
There you go.
So, we'll see.
There's the phone number. There's the address.
7526 Broadview Road, 216-520-1977. Mario's Barbershop in Parma. If you can help out, donate something, or you need some information on it, 216-520-1977.
There you go.
Thanks to everybody for listening today. Sorry. Hopefully Tony will be back next week feeling better.
Yeah.
And but it was a fun day. Fun conversations.
Quick hour and a half.
Sheila Jackson Lee is an ass.
What?
Learned that Mike Chisoka doesn't like me anymore. And
I don't think that's true.
No, but he doesn't like when people attack him on Facebook.
He doesn't like your politics. Kind of the same as it's always been.
Yeah, pretty much. Everybody have a great rest of your week, good weekend, and God willing, we will talk to you again on Monday.
All right. See you, folks.
See ya.
You see all the commercials for online gambling, but you're afraid to try them because you just don't want to lose, right? Well, play with the house's money. Right now, sign up with FanDuel at fanduel.cnspn.com and get $15 of free bets just for using our link. Sign up today at fanduel.cnspn.com and get $15 worth of bets on FanDuel. Be responsible and play today. FanDuel.